The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our guest this Sunday really needs no introduction. He's recognized for his contributions to jazz and has built a significant international presence, collaborating with prominent musicians and participating in prestigious festivals worldwide. His latest project, Inkumbulo or Reminiscence, is a celebration of this journey of allyship, marking 20 years of the South African-Swiss exchange program, a creative cross-pollination, including paying tribute to his loved ones. Kofifi FM, please help me welcome trumpeter and flugelhorn maestro Fea Fagu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ngwako, for having me. You are very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is always ours. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, by the way, for a stunning body of work. Your latest project, Inkumbulo, which is a celebration of the past 20 years of, you know, a relationship, a collaborative relationship with the Swiss organizations. And now I want us to go back, Babfeya, to the very first time. I believe it was in 2004, you know, when it all started, that very first concert and your reflections of that time.
Yeah, well, I was very honored to be a part of the band that really started this whole thing, actually. In 2004, I went to Switzerland with Peggy, Peggy Mselegu. In the band, it was Peggy, the late Enoch Mtalan guitar, Bongani Sokela was on drums, and the late Lulu Gonzana on drums. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So we did a mini tour. I think we started somewhere in the mountains there. I think they call it Cui, but it's spelled as C-U-L-L-Y, one of the greatest festivals in Switzerland. I remember then we met Charles Lloyd, you know, he came to see Peggy backstage, actually, but Peggy was nowhere to be found, but we had time to spend with Charles Lloyd, like, in the silence, and his wife took the picture with us. Yeah, it was an amazing moment, yeah. And then from there, we went to Basel. That was the main concert. Yeah. We did about two concerts there at the Bird's Eye. And that was the beginning of the project, actually. And after we finished, in fact, the exchange thing was Lulu's baby. Lulu wanted a residence, you know, because I had to leave. I remember Peggy had to leave for London. He left before us. And then I had to follow because I had a gig with Abdullah. It must have been in Portugal, somewhere there. So I left. And then Lulu, I think, negotiated with Fight that he would have loved to do a residence there at the Bird's Eye. Mm. I'm not sure if there was a residency before that, actually. No. And then, yeah, we came back. And then Lulu spoke to me, wanted me to write music for him, you know, for the project. So we did that, yeah. And then, unfortunately, Lulu left us 2005, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Before that, he never went. But since I was his right-hand man, you know, I had to take over, you know. But I couldn't finish 6 months because I had a little baby at the stage. just over 2 months. You know, I couldn't finish the 6 months, actually. Yeah. And that was the beginning of things, actually.
Yeah. What a time that was. Yeah. It sounds like it was quite the time. It was very busy. Everybody was doing everything. But there was an opportunity to nurse this very wonderful, you know, 20-year-old celebrating its adulthood, you know, this year. And you've also, you know, collaborated with various prominent musicians over the time. Let's talk about your particularly impactful collaboration to date.
Well, the collaborations actually started even before that, with the Dutch guys. That must have been 94 or somewhere there, you know, with Paul van Kemenade and his quintet in Tilburg, that is in Holland, then, or Netherlands. Yeah, I met Paul through my friend and my homeboy, Zim Mawana, at the time. I think he went to the Netherlands, you know, to work with these guys. He's the one who started that, you know, the collaboration, that side, actually. And then when they came here, they were supposed to do a tour. And then they did the Guinness Festival somewhere there, early 90s. And then there was Arts Alive as well, you know. And I remember I was supposed to play with Chucho Valdez at the time, you know. But I respected Chucho as music. I said, now, I don't think this is the right time for me to do that, you know.
Yeah.
But when I went, I was just cursing at myself that I should have done this, you know. But, you know, I respected Chucho at the time, you know. And, and then Zim introduced me to Paul because they were looking for a trumpet player. So he told them that, there is someone, you know, who can fit with their sound, you know. So I had that honor. So I played with Zim and the quintet as well, you know. Yeah. And then that was a beginning of another journey. And then later on, they wanted a saxophonist because Zim, you know, had other commitments, you know. He was busy as well. So I introduced Sidney Mnisi. And then there was Louis Mhlanga as well. So we did that for over 24 years. As a matter of fact, I think Paul is retiring this year. So I don't know how many years, maybe 30 years of friendship, you know. And so myself and Sydney are going to the Netherlands in December. Yeah. It has been a very fruitful exchange in terms of work, you know, because jazz and improvised music, you know, is suffering a bit here at home, you know, because we are not part of the mainstream, you know. And then, so, I mean, I've been working there. I take it as work, you know, and it has done a lot for me to survive, you know, in a sense that, you know, pay fees for my kids, you know. Otherwise, if it wasn't for that, I mean, up to matric, you know what I mean? So the streets have been really, they've been very helpful to us, you know, in a way, jazz musicians, you know, in terms of that. And in terms of the music as well, it's been great working with those guys because we bring our own sound, you know, and then it matches with them, you know, and then it just becomes a kind of a, you know, new sound for me. You know, it's always great, you know, when you bring something that is South African influence, you know, and see how is he going to interpret it, you know. And we're talking about that with Fitzroy, you know. Like, say, for instance, a common song here at home, like You Think You Know Me, and you give it to somebody from another country and see how they are going to interpret it. I think that is the greatest. You get very good results. For an example,
yeah,
if you check Braluti's album, you know, where he plays with Kenny Wheeler, you know, and Harry and Keith Tippett, and listen to him playing that same song, you know, because you can tell that this guy has never listened to this song, you know, and he brings another sound. It makes it so fresh, you know.
Love it.
Those are the results I've been getting as well. I mean, for instance, a simple song of mine that I recorded in 1998. Actually, my album, Homage, was recorded in September 1998. So this year, it's 25 years, I would say so, you know. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know what happened to the masters. I want to re-release it, actually. So yes, those are the things I'm going to negotiate when I go to Holland. But where I'm getting to, that song for my fathers.
Yes.
If you hear that Turkish friend of mine, what he does to that song, it's so amazing.
Oh,
you know, those are the results we get from the projects.
You know, Kofifi FM, we are in conversation with Fairfaku for Our Africa this Sunday, and we have been reflecting on the art of collaboration with the Swiss organizations, of course, a partnership that marks its 20th year of existence, of course. Now, I want to talk about the project, the new one now, the new baby of the house, Inkumbulo, you know, a celebration of allyship. Maybe you can unpack this a little bit. You know, what does allyship mean to you?
Yeah, it means it means a lot, man. Like we just what I'm trying to say, it means friendship, you know. It means friendship for me.
Yeah.
It means trust, you know. It means collaboration. It means brotherhood. And for the music, it means energy. It means commitment to the music. You know, it means all of that. It means most of all, trust. Yeah, trust. You know, those are the things I've been getting. Not that I don't get them here at home, but those are the things that I get when I work outside with the guys. Whether in Switzerland or Holland, you know, it's all about the music, you know.
Yes.
The music speaks for itself, you know. It's not about ego. It's not about patting yourself and all that. Oh, I made it. I did this. It's not about Facebook. It's not about all this stuff, you know, Instagram. And it's always about the art.
Yes.
Playing music for art's sake. That's what it's always been for me.
playing music for art's sake. I love that. I love that. And of course, the project itself also pays tribute, you know, to your loved ones, including honoring past members, past, present musicians as well. You know, why was it so important, Bapfea, you know, to dedicate this music, you know, to them?
For this album, you know, if you check even my songbook, my music is about the people, you know, the people that are closest to my heart, you know, just to show love, show appreciation, you know. I call it Inkumbulo because when I listen, I was like, I was hearing the past in the present. I don't know if I'm making sense. When I was listening, I listened to it. I don't listen to it anymore now. Actually, I'm done with it because of the mixing and all of that, you know. It's like if you eat a lot of candies, that's what Larry Ridley used to say. You know, you will puke and all of that. So, yeah, I'm taking a break. Maybe if I do it all, I will revisit again, you know. But, yeah, it means it's where I come from with the project, actually. All that stuff, what I've gained from it, you know.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying thank you, documenting all those feelings. All my friends, you will hear in that. Mm. All the influences are coming there, but not conscious, subconscious. Mm. You know what I mean? All my friends, Sim, Andre, you know, all these guys, they left us, but they come through me, you know. Yes. And I was not even conscious. It's all about the love, you know, of one another.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Focus on the positive, you know.
Yes.
Just forgetting all the negative, you know, and say, hey, we've done this and it was beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the beauty. Yeah. Yeah. Celebrating beauty and friendship and all of that. Yeah.
Mm.
And acknowledging the help, you know, you got from your friends here. And, you know, because music comes through us, you know, that doesn't mean it belongs to us. It just comes through us. Yeah.
Of course, Kofifi FM, we asked it in conversation with elder trumpeter, flugelhorn player maestro, his name is Feafakwe, and have been listening to some of his music of the new project, Inkumbulo, as we reminisce, you know, on the past 20 years of the Swiss South Africa Jazz Exchange program. And of course, some moments, important moments in his life as he reflects, you know, on a wonderful journey, a wonderful career, you know, that he's still traveling on, you know. And of course, well, Fea, you make mention in the music about the infinite challenges, you know, and the determination to overcome them. Can you maybe please share with us some of these challenges and how you overcame them, you know, as a musician?
Yeah, as a musician, you know, I went through a lot, you know, in life, you know, because, yeah, life, you know, it's dark and bright, you know, all of that. And all of that, for me, it comes through the music, you know. When I'm happy, or, you know, when things are, when those dark moments, they come as well, you know, in the music, you know. It's just a matter of documenting your feelings at the moment, you know. That's one thing I'm not scared of, you know. And I missed the opportunity, for instance, to go to the Lincoln Center, you know, to play with the orchestra, you know. And the other musicians, they went, that is not a problem. I had a paralysis on my face, you know. I couldn't play for 3 or almost 4 years. So I had to relearn, you know, to play my instrument, which is a very physical instrument. So I made a decision. I came home, you know, to Port Elizabeth, you know, and I just opened my mother's room, who's no longer here. I painted it white, you know. And I just sat there when I started praying, you know. And my trumpet was there all the time in front of me that I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Until Winton called me, you know, and just gave me a few exercises through, you know, a video conversation. And the guy that helped me the most is the trumpet player from the Lincoln Center Orchestra, Kenny Remting. He gave me this exercise, you know, that really brought my sound back, and every day I will do that. It was a challenge as well, you know, but I managed, you know, through the help of, you know, musicians from other countries as well, you know. And saxophonist Erica Lindsay, you know, I played with her. I recorded with her and Jeff Siegel. Those Americans, they live upstate New York. You know, they were very hurt that I couldn't play. They came. Yeah, but, you know, I could not play, but we did workshops, you know.
Yeah.
And then Erica came with a trick. She said to me, "Fair, you must get a $5 coin, you know, and put it on your mouthpiece, you know, from the side that is not working for now, you know."
Right.
So I started getting pounds, and then I started building up. That was a process. So those are the challenges. But now I don't even use that, you know.
Look, we're grateful, you know, for the second chance at playing. We really, really would have lost out, you know, on a wonderful, wonderful career and a wonderful talent, you know.
That Lincoln Center thing. Yeah, I wish I've done that one, you know.
Yeah.
It's still there, yeah. I wish I could have done that. Yeah. I always imagine, you know, but I see it, you know, in my imagination, you know, that it was not going to be easy. It was going to be a challenge, you know, because I don't, you know, I don't take things as an opportunity, you know. Like, how would I fit on those, that sound? Because that sound is so magic, you know.
Yeah.
Would I be able to cut across that, you know? So that challenge, you know, I really wanted it. But when you listen to those trumpets there at the back there, you know, and like, yo, would I have, you know, made it there, you know? Yeah. Would I be part of it, you know? When you play, you feel like, I'm part of this, you know, it vibrates, you know.
Yeah.
And so much that when Winton spent some time with me when I couldn't play, and then he told me that, hey, the guys, they say, man, they love your spirit, you know, and would love you to come and sit with us there on stage. That was during the Joy of Jazz when they were here.
Oh, yes.
Man, I sat there, that sound was vibrating on my body.
Oh, you know? Wow. I remember that day.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah.
Ah, incredible memories. Yeah. Incredible memories. Now, as we wrap up, Fair, you know, I did mention that, you know, I'm looking at, as an elder, and I'm looking at the industry, the horizon of the industry, and I'm interested to find out what your thoughts are with the future of South African jazz. You know, are we in good hands as the young cats take it forward?
Oh, wow. Definitely. That is for sure. You know, the guys are making wonders, you know. Yeah, it's the music is in good hands, really. I mean, like on Saturday, I went to the Untitled Basement. I listened to the guys there. You know, I was very happy. I saw new faces. You know, Linda was playing with some guys. There's this McCartney, young piano player. He's great too. You know, yeah. Shane was on bass, and of course Pelelo. But I was touched by this singer. Yeah, I don't, what's his name? I think they call him Paras
Dlamini.
That was amazing. Yeah, that one brought light on stage. Yeah, and he sings about light actually, which is very deep. You know,
absolutely.
I was touched by that. Yeah.
But lastly, speaking of gigs, when can we see you live with a new project?
I'm working on that actually, and I'm on my own now, kind of, you know. And but I'm going to Cape Town. Yeah, I will be in Cape Town, and then on the 6th, actually, of September, I will be at Untitled Basement. Yeah, and then after that, it will be the Joy of Jazz on the 27th.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we look forward to all of it.
Yeah.
We certainly cannot wait. And of course, it has been a fantastic conversation with you. And thank you so much for your time, Bapfeya. And all the best with the upcoming gigs. And congratulations again for a great album.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you for, you know, keeping this music going, you know.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Of course,
keep doing that to everybody.
Oh,
thanks,
thank
man.
You so much. We will do just that, sir.
We value you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks. Man. Thank you so much. Of course, he's a trumpeter and flugelhorn maestro. South African jazz elder, Fair Faku for Our Africa. on the K-Jazz Show.